This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Settlers Park in Boulder will soon get a new name. CPR's Claire Cleveland says the city has considered renaming the park for years, but made significant progress last week.
A new name for Settlers Park will be announced in May. The decision was made during a meeting between the city of Boulder and tribal representatives. The Daily Camera reports the city also set new goals for creating land acknowledgments, which would honor the tribes that lived in what is now known as Boulder. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Colorado's lawmakers are backing away from an effort to ban pet stores from selling dogs and cats. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
A proposal to put new restrictions on cat and dog sales has been defanged. The original bill would have banned any new stores from selling the animals, with the goal of reducing the demand for problematic puppy and kitten mills. But the version that ultimately passed the state Senate last week instead requires that stores simply provide more information about the animals they're selling. Representative Monica Duran, a sponsor, said that she was disappointed.
There seems not to be an appetite in the legislature to really deal with the situation of puppy mills and pet stores.
But Duran says she still hopes the reporting requirements will help. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The number of COVID outbreaks in schools decreased last week, but outbreaks have forced four Douglas County schools to return to remote learning. Dr. Jessica Cataldi is an infectious disease specialist at Children's Hospital Colorado. She expects middle and high school students should have access to the vaccine by the fall.
But I think it's unlikely that we're going to have the COVID vaccine authorized down to elementary school ages before the start of the school year in the fall.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, there have been 604 confirmed COVID outbreaks in Colorado schools and 3,300 confirmed cases. And we'll keep rolling with Morning Edition. NPR's Steve Inskeep talks to Yale professor Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, who helped organize a call of more than 100 corporate leaders to discuss their response to restrictive voting bills. Plus, an Iranian nuclear facility was knocked offline Sunday. What that means for global politics in just a couple of minutes. Meanwhile, Grand Junction, it is 32 degrees and clear. It should be a sunny day with a high of 68. This is CPR News.